You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Psalm 98 verse 1, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. We've been going through successful service through divine favor, and in recapping from our previous session, we learned that there are reasons for divine favor. One of them is to fulfill specific divine assignments, and we learned that from Luke chapter 1 verse 28 concerning Mary, when the angel of the Lord said that she was highly favored and the Lord was with her, and she being blessed among women. We learned that favor brings separation onto unique assignments. So wherever you find uncommon favor, you always find unique assignments there. We see the case of Joseph, Genesis chapter 39, verse 21, where the Lord showed Joseph mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. He had favor, and where he committed everything into his care. So you see this repetition of uncommon favor on Joseph everywhere that he went. Favor preserved him. The favor of God preserved him. As I've seen in Psalm 30 verse 5, that his favor is life. So God's favor preserved him for his unique assignment, saving not just his family, but the entire world at the time. 1 Samuel 2:26, we also see the child Samuel, who had a unique prophetic ministry. In a time where everything was going bad, he was brought in and he had the unique favor of God, which preserved him and he fulfilled his purpose. We also saw the purpose of favor being for wealth transfer, that wherever you find the transfer of wealth from unbelievers to believers, thing you see or the provision of God for that to happen is divine favor. It comes by divine favor for wealth transfer. In Exodus 3:21, it says, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it will come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. So please, I entreat you to listen to the previous session and pray accordingly in view of divine favor for specific assignments and also for wealth transfer, and it will change your life, the light of God's word. Amen. Today we continue. Our third point is that divine favor, one purpose of it is divine relationships. So wisdom for divine favor 5, understand the purpose of divine favor, and our third point is divine relationship. Now, Ruth chapter 2 verse 14 says, then Boaz said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the ribs, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. Now, you find a rich man entertaining a woman who had gone through some reproach. Her case was a very sad case that you least expect. And besides that, too, she was a foreigner. And amongst all the beautiful women and the women from good homes and the women from rich homes which were in the land, Boaz, the rich man, the man who was a descendant of David, okay? So David would be his great grandfather. And Boaz now pays attention to this foreigner who had not had a good time. I mean, her husbands were dead and she had nowhere else to go. And she had followed her mother-in-law. But this happens by divine favor. It can only happen by divine favor, which establishes divine relationships. Divine relationships. It's very, very important that you understand that it was for the fulfilling of a certain purpose that this would happen, okay? It's not for man's selfish needs or for just human likings, but to fulfill a divine purpose. Everyone needs a helper to fulfill God's purpose, whether we like it or not. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Better to be two than to be one. Verse 10, for if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. So it's good to relate with others and for the fulfilling of destinies, God gives us helpers or divine relationships by which we fulfill our divine purpose. Now, divine favor connects us to destiny helpers, not users, abusers, detractors, and destroyers. So you see the categories there, users, people who use your time, they use your resources. They are always taking from you and never giving back to you. They are abusers, people who they mishandle you or misuse your resources, misuse your time. They misuse the opportunity they have to connect with you. There are detractors, people who detract you from where God has assigned you to be or assigned you to pass. Whatever he's assigned for your life, they become detractors, moving you from it. And then they also destroy us, those who are used by the enemy to bring you into destruction. May the Lord deliver us from all these four categories of people in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 54 verse 4, it says, "Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that who uphold my soul." Helpers are people that God uses to uphold your soul, to connect you to his purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Please declare after me, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let's declare one more time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, by your divine favor, raise helpers in my life constantly to fulfill your purpose for my life. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's say it one more time. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Lord.
By your divine favor.
By your divine
raise helpers in my life.
Raise helpers constantly. In my life, constantly.
To fulfill your purpose for my life.
To fulfill your purpose
remove
for my
users,
life. Remove users.
Abusers.
Abusers.
And detractors.
And detractors.
Destroy every destroyer in my life.
Destroy every destroyer in
the name
in
of
my
Jesus.
Life. In the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In your own words, begin to pray. Jesus. Rabba bayan dede 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Ruth was the great grandmother of David. The great grandmother of David. And it's a blessing that a foreigner now becomes the grandmother of the one through whom the Messiah will come. And she gets connected to destiny. So our helpers must be preserved because they become links to our destiny. They need to be preserved and not corrupted through deception. We see Eve in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. He says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. We know from this scripture that Eve was deceived. Eve was a helper given to Adam, but then got corrupted through deception and it affected Adam. So when our helpers get corrupted, when they get deceived, they affect us. So it is important that our helpers or any divine relation is preserved by the hand of God in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and declare to me that Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Thank you for the revelation from your word.
Thank you for the revelation.
By your hand. And by your holy arm,
preserve
every helper you have purposed for my life from corruption and deception. Deliver every helper
from
the wiles of the enemy
so
that your purpose
be
fulfilled.
Receive
all
the glory
in Jesus' mighty name.
Lift
up your voice and begin to pray. Kabara baba bushe bedede bedebe rebebe akabara bayande bedebe akabara bayande beyande mayando do 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 yande yande bedede akabara bayaka bayande rababa bayando do 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 yande bedebe aba jeke bedebe ando do 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 Maya de be in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have not given your life to Christ, I invite you to do so. Please, Jesus is the only way. He's the only truth. No one comes to the Father except by him. Just say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your provision of salvation. Today, I commit my life into your care. Have mercy upon me. Save me, Lord, from my sins. I thank you for receiving me into your kingdom. Be my king forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Na me de beshe iradiane mu waniya wayamame mema inkwaji kuwane so namabo erati nidi o dena me de beshe eradiane mu waniya wayama me mema inkwaji kruane so
Just gave your life to Christ, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen, and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.